We are up to the Lashonis of Shevach that we say in Ishtabach, Shir, Ushvacha. So Shvacha refers to the words that we say in the Shira. Now if you notice, the Rishonim point out that there are many words over here that they rotate between Zachar and Nekeva. Shir is Zachar, Shvacha is Nekeva, Hallel is Zachar, Zimra is Nekeva, Oiz is Zachar, Memshala is Nekeva. Shir, there's also Shira, Shvacha is Shevach, Zimra could be Zemer. But some of them had to be Lashon Zachar, some of them had to be Lashon Nekeva, so the Rishonim say it's a Tikkun HaLashon, that we switch off in the first bunch of them, some Zachar and some Nekeva. The Shimon Schwab says from the Goyim that each of them means something different. There's a difference between Shir and Shiro. As there are those that say that the Goyim said by Kedusha you say Shvachech instead of Shivchach because it's the Nekev instead of the Zachar. B'chaim V'lozhner in his Akdamo, his Askama to Maisa Rav says that this is the only thing that Maisa Rav is not accurate, but there are those that say that the Goyim said it because each one has its own specific meaning. And if so, there's a specific meaning why each one is a Lashon Zachar, a Lashon Nekev. Shvacha is the words that we say, the liberation. Hallel is Kamevi Elua, Pari, the praising of it, to Pari, Bezimra. Zemer is the musical aspect, either through musical instruments or through the tune. Oiz is power, Memshala. Now we're going to say Malchus later on, so the Mepharshim explained that Memshala refers to the force of the Malchus, and Melucha, Malchus, refers to the wisdom of the Malchus. Netzach really means winning over, but the Shimon Schwab and Victor Miller over here say it means the endurance, that Hashem is forever, the Nitzchias. Mashen King, everything else is not forever. Shimon Schwab adds that there's an added aspect over here. Everything else loses its shine, its glitter, its glory after time of having it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're able to be Meshavech Hashem L'netzach, because it never loses any of it, but it comes more and more, and more than that, Gedula, the greatness of Gvura and the power, Tehila, praise v'tiferes, splendor, the glory, Kedusha, the Kedusha Malchus. These are the 13 Lashonis of Shevach. Then there's two more Lashonis that we say, for those that say it's 15, Brochos v'hoidoyos. Now, Rav Shimon Schwab points out that the minhag in many places is they start brachos v'yedoyos, and it says if it's like the Magen Avraham, they're supposed to say 15 lashonos. There's no reason to start by brachos v'yedoyos because it seems like you're splitting it up with what's before that, and you're ruining the inyan of putting the 15 together. But if you hold like the Gaon and the others that it's only yud gimel lashonos and brachos v'yedoyos are not included in it, it's much better the minhag to start from brachos v'yedoyos. And then we say Me'ato V'Ad Oilom. I'm sorry, Hoidoyos, the Rishonim say the Hoidoyos is when a person realizes they got more than what was coming to them. Leah said, Apam Oides Hashem, when she had Yehuda, because she thought it was more than her Chelek. When a person gets more than they see, perceive as coming from them, that's where the Hoidoyos is from. That's what we're saying, Hoidoyos. Now we say Me'ato V'Ad Oilom, some Mepharshim explain that we say from now until ever. What's the reason we say this? And they say, based on the Gemara in Brachas, that the Gemara in Brachas, Taflam Gimel Beis, tells us, "How the Nachas Kameder of Chanina, there was somebody that was davening Father of Chanina, Amar Kela Golal, Hagiba Vanair, Haadir, Haozaz, Vayirui, Hachozok, Vahamitz, Vavade, Vanechbat, him to my other Sayim." Reb Chanina waited until he finished. Kisayim Amalei, he told him, "Samtinu l'kul shvachim demarech. Did you finish all the shvachim of your master? Lamalei kuli hai. Why did you say so much anan? Hani tlas darminim nilav darminim moish rabinim b'raitz. If not for the fact that Moish said in the Torah, 'Lo tzadch kneset k'dolo v'teknu b'tfilin tzadch kneset k'dolo.' Masakin it, they stated in the davening, we wouldn't be able to say them, but at and you say this much. The Azlitz, Marshal Mach Basadam, Shari Elf, Allah didn't resolve. Volume of Kalsanaris and Michal Kassav, he had thousands and tens of thousands of golden coins, and they say he has silver coins, but I like Gnayullah because he has much more than that. So the Mepharshim point out that Reb Chanina didn't stop him when he started saying the Mor Shvachim, but he stopped him when he was Messiah, when he stopped, and he Amalei Samtinu Lukulu Shvachim de Marech. Did you finish all the Shvachim of Marech, of your master? The point is, the Avla is the finishing. The Avla isn't the saying the more, but the Avla is the finishing, because it sounds like this is all that there is and there's nothing more. So say the Mepharshim, that this is what we're saying over here, Me'atav Adolam, that even though we're saying more the shyness of Shavach, Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or praise, we don't have this problem, because we're saying that the praises of Hashem are Me'atav Adolam, it's not ending, but they're much more than we said, and therefore it's not Siyamta the Shvach, the Marech, we're not finishing the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Kel Melech Godol Batish Bachos. So the Shainim must say, the reason we say Melech Godol Batish Bachos over here, which we don't say by Baruch Shomar or after Hallel, is because over here we said the 15 Lashainis, the 15 Milas of Lashainis, Keneged, the Birchas Kainim, Keneged, the 15 Shalom Alisin, and that's why we say Melech Godol Batish Bachis, but we say a Godol Batish Bachis, Hashem is great with his Bachis, meaning the same concept that there's many vast Shvachis of Hashem, and it's not limited to what we're saying, but Hashem is Godol Batish Bachis, he's great with his Bachis, Keloidois. So Shimon Schwab explains, what does it mean, Keloidois, Hashem of the Hoidah? And he explains this to being that Rashi incited Daf Mem when he's explaining Ma'idim Darabanan. Rashi says that we're makir toiv to Hashem Al shanachnu moedim loch, al shanasat be blameli is devukim bach umoedim loch. That the tendency of a person is to be a kofi toiv. The tendency of a person is not to be makir toiv takalish baruchu, but the tendency of a person is to be a kofi toiv. And the reason for that is because a person, the Shimon Schwab explains in many places, because a person's brought up accepting a tavit before he's old enough to realize it, to appreciate it. From when he's a baby, he's always accepting tatavits. So the natural tendency of a person is not to be makir toiv for what he gets. But Hashem put it in our hearts to be makir toiv to Hashem, to realize and appreciate and give hoidah to him for the best that he's done to us. And for this itself, we have to thank him. So too, we say over here, Hashem is kelo hoidahis, because the hoidahis come from Hashem that he put up in libeinu to be minded to him. Adoin hanaflois, the master of wonders, that Hashem constantly makes wonders. Now this concept of Adonai Neflois, that Hashem makes wonders, or the way Nusach Svarad adds even more, Adonai Neflois, Boyakon Chomis, Reboin Kalamasim. So these, the Shainets, are, Adonai Neflois is what the Malbim says, that Hashem is Mesada, Meshana, the Seder Hateva, the Seder Mazolis, for people, the Bzundash Kocha prophets that a person has, Adon Kol Shomis, Ribon Kol Amasim, like we said from the Tzlach in the Baruch of Asher Yotzar, this was the Chiddush of Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was Makar as Bairoi. That Avram's Chiddush was, Yeshmadak Libirazu, he didn't say Yeshbairo Libirazu, Yeshbainu Libinazu, because everybody realizes that somebody built it. But the Goyim had thought that Hashem created the world and that he was mistalik and he lets it run on autopilot by itself. Avraham Avinu said, he saw in their Dalek, he said, Yesh manik lebirzu, there's somebody constantly fearing it. There's somebody constantly leading it. So this is the Chiddush that Avraham Avinu was Mechadish, but Avraham was the first one that called Hashem Odin, the Malbim, that Tzlach explained. So if you what we said the previous year from Chaim Vital, that the bracha All of Yishtalach was written by Avraham Avinu. He was mechaber of it. It's very befitting this that we have over here, this Adonai Naflois. Or the way the Sfar has it, with the Baruch Kol Shamas Ribon Kol Amasim, that Hashem is the Ribon Kol Amasim, he's the Adonai Naflois, he's Meshamne the Barachas, Atava, for people, Kefila, that they do this, the Ashkocha Proteus, this is the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. And that's why he put it into this, in this bracha that was written by Avraham Avinu. Habaycher, Hashem chooses Bishirei Zimra. So the Shainim say it's not Bishir Ube Zimra, but it's Bishirei Zimra. It's songs of Zemer for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not all songs, but the songs of Zemer are the ones that are chosen. Now where are they chosen? Either it's because Shevet Levi, we find our mitzvah to sing to Hashem, and that's the Shirei Zimra that Hashem was Baycher in. Or it refers to the fact that Klai Yisrael as a whole Zamer Lushmoy, Klai Yisrael as a whole were chosen to serve, to sing for Hashem, and therefore we see that Hashem was Baycher B'Zimra. This is Adar Pshat, that it means HaBaycher that Hashem chose B'Shirei Zimra. The Me'amr said a different pshat, not only pshat, but the based on the medicine Shir Hashirim, Kapitel Aleph, that the medicine says Nema Shirim and Shabech L'misha Asana Shira Ba'olam. So Hashem is Baicher B'Shirei Zimra, that those that sing Zimra. Melech, the King Kel, Chei Olamim. He's the life of the world. He's the Makar Chayas of the world. Now this is our Nusach that we say Chei Olamim, which is the Nusach of the Tais Yontif, the way the Tais Yontif and the Seif Tomitz as the one should say it, the Goyin, the Magen Avram, and the Aloha, that's the way we say it. The Yezuto says that the Tais Yontif was Chayzer and should be Chei Olamim. The Yavit says the Chem Tzvi, the Maharami Prague, the Archadosh all say it's supposed to be Chai Olamim, and the Machlokes is if Chai can be Samuch, or only Chai can be Samuch, but it's a deeper Machlokes based on Pi Kabbalah also, which is the correct way to say this bracha, Chai Olamim or Chai Olamim. But our Nusach is the Chai Olamim. Now getting back to these Lashonos HaShvach that we said for the 15 Lashonos, Shir Shvach Ha'al Zimmer Oizer Mishal Netzach Du Gvurot Hilo Tiferes. So we attributed many different aspects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now many of these things are Shaykh by Basar V'dam as well, by humans as well. Rav Gedai Shur explains that by human, they're only good for the person and good for the world if a person uses it in his Avodah of Hashem. And therefore they're considered shvachim of Hashem, because a human has it, they're only good if they're used in the service of Hashem, but if they're not, chas v'shalom, it's bad for him and bad for the world. Could bring with this the Medrash in Matis, the Seif Matis, by Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, that the Medrash says that the three matalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Barba Olamai Gvura Oishar Chachman, if a person uses it for Hashem, the Avedis Hashem Yizachah Ba'kolin, if not, it's going to bring his destruction in the world. And the Medrash gives different examples of people from Klai Yisrael, people from Yisrael, that use these things not in the service of Hashem, and it's to their detriment, and it caused their downfall. Now we end the bracha that Hashem is Chei Olam, the source of life of the world, meaning it's different from anything else in the world that a person gives his friend the present, he gives him a house, he gives him a car, so he has to thank him for the action that he gave it to him. But there's no new mechayev constantly to thank him. Hashem is constantly giving a makar chiyus to the world. And therefore, we say, Chei Olam, that Hashem is the life of the world, and that's what obligates that we should constantly be Meshabech Hashem, because since Hashem is constantly giving new chiyus to the world, Hashem is the life of the world, so Hashem is constantly giving us nu atavis, and therefore we have to mishabech Hashem me'atav ve'adonim. We have to constantly thank Hashem daily on a consistent, constant basis, because Hashem is constantly giving these atavis on a constant basis.